Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and folks, our lines are open if you want to play some music trivia and other stuff with the designer of our Brian Lehrer Show activity book, John Chinesky, 212-433-WNYC. Get two in a row right, and we will send you for free a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. We gave away a few yesterday, which means, John, that the questions were way too easy.
I think so, yeah.
So, listeners, maybe we're going to try to toughen them up. I haven't actually seen the list yet. So, call in with some fortitude and willingness to take risks.
Steel yourself, yes.
At 212-433-WNYC if you want to play. We're doing this every day during the membership drive all this week with John Chinesky, our puzzle master, for day two of our winter membership drive trivia challenge. John is content manager and host for Quizzing North America and Trivia NYC. He's also, as some of you know, the puzzle guru at NPR's Ask Me Another, as well as the designer of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. So listeners, call in now to play. Get two in a row right, and we'll send you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book for free. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And I think Kristen in Toms River is ready to go. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you've got something special, John, right?
Yes.
An audio round?
Yes, Trivia NYC, we try to mix it up. Just like your physical exercise should be mixed up, we try to mix up your mental exercise. So this time we're doing an audio round. And each of the following clips I'm going to play is related in some way to the word good. This is called
Related to the word good,
the word
right?
Good, yeah. Sometimes okay. It's pretty obvious. Sometimes it's a little tricky. If you can determine the artist performing the following clips, hopefully it'll make you feel good, and we'll give you a prize, okay?
Okay.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
No,
I feel good.
I heard it.
I don't know if the listeners could hear it. Now I'll fade down the music enough for you to say again, Kristen.
Sorry, James Brown.
James Brown, that's right.
That's the easiest one ever in the good category.
Right.
It did make me feel good, though, so thank you.
Doesn't it? Every time, without fail.
Well, should we give her a prize or should we give her one more? Should we give
her
a trivia question?
No, she has to get a – oh, I see. Oh, well, that's up to you. You're the quiz master.
Well, yeah, because we have an odd number of clips, so let's give her a trivia question. Here's a trivia question on this day in history, okay? You ready for this?
Okay.
On this day in history, Celestine V in 1294, Gregory XII in 1415, and Benedict XVI on this day in 2013 are the three most recent people to do what?
I have no idea.
Well, can you guess what kind of job they had?
It has to do with the word good.
No, this doesn't have to do with it. This is on this day in history. My bad.
Oh, I was confused,
okay,
too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so on this day in history, so it's February 27th.
Celestine V, Gregory the 12th, and Benedict the 16th in 2013. He's the most recent. What did he do on that day?
13. I don't know. Bummer.
Okay, Kristen, thanks for trying. We're going to run out of time so quickly today. What's the answer?
The answer is they resigned as Pope.
Oh,
three
I figured.
Most recent, the first one was in 1294, and the most recent was in 2013.
So they weren't all on February 28th, just the last one.
No, just Benedict the 16th, right.
Dee in Scarsdale, ready for a question?
Yeah, yeah, hi.
Go, John.
Okay, Dee, here comes your audio clip having to do with the word good. Who's the artist?
JD, you got it or no?
It sounds like Sheryl Crow, but I can't say 100%.
Ding, ding, ding.
You can
ding,
say 100%.
Ding.
Yes, it is Sheryl Crow. Very good.
All right. So now you're going to give her a non-musical question?
Non-musical question, okay. Yeah. On this day in 1983, we saw the last episode of what long-running television series, which remains the highest-rated TV finale of all time with 106 million viewers. Yes, MASH is correct. Congratulations. Fanfare.
Oh, you didn't have
You win.
little slow on the fanfare there. Dee, hang on. We're going to take your address off the air and send you an activity book, 212-433-WNYC, for other people who want to sneak in and try to play before we run out of time, 212-433-9692. And Kiana in White Plains. Hi, Kiana. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Go, John.
Identify the artist playing this clip.
What?
Oh, we were just getting to the refrain, right?
Yeah, Tell Me Something Good. I'll give you that. That's the title of the song. Who sang Tell Me Something Good in 1974?
Is it Chaka Khan?
Yes, it is Chaka Khan.
Woo!
Chaka Khan.
And Rufus.
Yeah, and Rufus. Rufus was the group, right?
We mustn't forget Rufus.
Yeah, let me give you a little trivia quiz. Now, this is On This Day in History. Happy birthday to what comedian who first gained fame on Saturday Night Live and most recently provided the voice for Iago, the infamous parrot sidekick to the villain Jafar in the movie Aladdin.
Oh, my goodness.
He has a very distinctive voice.
Gilbert What's that? Gottfried.
Yes, Gilbert Gottfried, indeed. Congratulations. You got it.
All right. Kiana, thank you very much. Let's see if we can give away one more activity book before we run out of time.
Good.
Linnell in Brooklyn, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. You ready?
Yes.
Hi, Linnell. Name the artist playing this song. Do you know that song?
It's Bad to the Bone.
Yeah, and I'll give you a hint. There was no good in the lyrics, so look in the answer for the word good.
George Thorogood?
Yes, very good. Very, very good.
Wow, that was tricky.
Let me give you a quick question. On this day in 1935, a team led by DuPont chemist Wallace Carruthers invented what synthetic polymer that has many commercial applications? I'll give you a hint. It's used in flooring, car parts, and famously for stockings.
Nylon?
Nylon is correct. Congratulations.
Linnell, hang on. And there we leave it. What was that question?
Wallace Carruthers invented nylon on this day in 1935.
And nylon it was. So there we go. Well, we've given away a couple of activity books in a short amount of time. So come back tomorrow, folks, at the same time for round three with John Chinesky, our puzzle master and designer of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. John, talk to you tomorrow.
Pretty good. See you tomorrow.